You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Tuesday morning to you. Hope you are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early rises this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear load truck drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely manner. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there, making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning. And of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. We got a lot to get into this morning. And we got to start with our Atlanta Braves. Final 53-man roster predictions coming up in 18 minutes from now. But we're going to start with the Atlanta Braves first and foremost, because how about them Braves, y'all? Man, if there's one thing you cannot deny about this Atlanta Braves team, they are scrappy. But last night, they showed that they still got some big boppers on their team as well. Even with the rain delay, they said it don't matter. Really, they got in all the big bops before the rain delay happened. But Braves absolutely dominate the Twins last night. Final score of 10-6. And that was a sight for sore eyes for Braves fans. So that was really good to see as the Braves go to 71-60 on the year. But the offense came, and it came early for the Atlanta Braves. And this, we talked about wanting this offense to get back to what it was last season. And you, I don't know if you could ever get to what that offense was. I don't know if the Braves could ever get to what the offense was last season, because mainly you don't have most of the guys that you had on that team. Well, you still have probably half of them, but Ronald Acuña Jr., you don't have him. You don't have Austin Riley at the moment. You don't have Ozzie Albies at the moment. So you have three key contributors to that offense there who are currently out. But there was a lot of offense happening, and there was a lot of dingers, a lot of long balls going out of the park last night for the Atlanta Braves. And again, it was reminiscent of that 2023 offense last year. And so it started off quick, fast, and in a hurry. Whit Merrifield, who was 5-for-5 yesterday, started the game off with a single. Whit Merrifield starts off with a single. Then Jorge Soler walks. Good to see him back in the lineup as well. Jorge Soler walks. Merrifield goes to second. Marcell Ozuna has an RBI single to left. Merrifield scores. Soler goes to third. Then Matt Olson. It's good to see Matty O back swinging the bat. Nice. He hits a 3-run shot in the top of the first. So it's already 4-0 in favor of the Bravos. And Matt Olson, just a quick note on him, because he has been absolutely going in the past, I think it's 16 games. In his last 16 games, yes, in his last 16 games, Matt Olson has 17 RBIs, 12 runs scored, and 5 home runs and 5 doubles. He's getting hot, and I absolutely love it, and the Braves absolutely need it. Again, if this Braves team can get in the postseason, they can just get in. You know, forget trying to win the NL East right now. If the Braves can just get in and they can have this Matt Olson with Marcell Ozuna continuing what he's been doing all season long, and with contributions here and there from guys like Whit Merrifield and Ramon Laureano, who've been playing well, and Whit had been going in a little bit of a slump, but overall he's been playing pretty well. And it was good to see Whit get out of that little slump yesterday, like I said, going 5-for-5. So if you can get Marcell doing Marcell, Matt Olson being the guy that we know he's capable of being, and you get a healthy Austin Riley back, you get a healthy Ozzie Albies back, and somehow they can get going. And you can also get, again, key contributions from Whit Merrifield at times, Ramon Laureano at times. You can get some big flies from Jorge Soler. You can get Money Mike to be Money Mike. You never know what can happen. You just got to get in, and hopefully if you're playing your best at the time you get in, you can make something shake still if you're the Atlanta Braves. But good to see Matt Olson getting back into rhythm again. In his last 16 games, Matt Olson has 17 RBIs, 12 runs scored, 5 home runs, 5 doubles for Matty O. And he had a 3-run home run last night to really get things popped off. So that made it 4-0. Matt Olson's 3-run homer did. The Twins did score in the bottom of the first. They only scored one inning as it was a sacrifice fly. Max Fried was good last night. We'll get into his stat line in just a minute. But recapping the big offensive night for the Braves, in the top of the second, they got right back at it, scoring runs. So it started off with a Whit Merrifield double to right again. He goes 5-for-5 last night. Then Jorge Soler walks again. Marcell Ozuna, an RBI double this time to left field. Whit Merrifield scores. Jorge Soler to third again, much like the first inning. Instead of homering this time, though, Matt Olson has a RBI double to right. Marcell Ozuna scores, and Jorge Soler scores. And then Lil D with a big fly. Travis d'Arnaud two-run home run. That made it 9-1. So it's 9-1 going into the all the way to the bottom of the fifth inning. We fast forward. The Twins do get two of those runs back, so they make it 9-3. Then at this point, we enter a pretty lengthy rain delay. They eventually would resume the game, and the Braves would tack on some more runs. Orlando Arcia scores on a wild pitch. The Twins score another run in the bottom of the seventh, and they would score two more runs before the game would be over on two home runs. But at that point, it's over with. We're good. So the Braves end up winning 10-6, and it was just good to see Matt Olson have the night that he had. Good to see Marcelo Ozuna get some more RBIs. As you know, he didn't get a home run, so he didn't get any closer on that Triple Crown race. He's trying to catch up to Shohei for that home run lead, but did get some RBIs. Good to see him get some hits and good to see him get some RBIs. Good to see Matt Olson, again, have the big night that he had. So overall, if you're looking for Matt Olson's final stat line before we get into what Max Fried did, because, again, he was pretty good in his own respect, Matt Olson last night goes 3-for-5, scores two runs, has five RBIs, including that three-run home run. Marcelo Ozuna, he goes 2-for-4 with two RBIs. Whit Merrifield, like I said, 5-for-5, getting on the bases, juicing the bases up. Jorge Soler gets two walks. And it was a good night for the Atlanta Braves offense. Travis d'Arnaud, 1-for-5, but he did have that two-run home run. So good to see. Orlando Arcia got himself another hit, too. He's been playing well as of recently. So a big night for the Braves offense, and that's exactly what they needed. And look, going up against a good Twins team, that is the perfect way to start off this series. You want to, again, we've been talking about momentum over the past however many days. Just keeping up the good momentum. Just trying to stack series. Like the Atlanta Falcons keep staying there stacking days, we want the Atlanta Braves to just keep stacking series wins. Just keep stacking series win after series win. And look, if you can win this series and you go into the Philly series, which comes after this, you go into the Philly series with another series win. That'll be what, 3-4 series wins in a row? One of them being against Philly from a week or so ago, week and a half ago. You feel really good about where you're at. And they were able to keep pace with the Phillies. Speaking of the Phillies, because the Phillies did get a win last night. So you are still 6 games behind the Phillies in the NL East. But again, we're not necessarily worried about the NL East right now. We're just worried about getting in the postseason and being at our best, being at our healthiest, and playing at our best going into the postseason. But Phillies did beat the Astros in 10 innings last night. Final score 3-2. They got the Astros for two more games before, again, a 4-game set against the Atlanta Braves. Speaking of the Braves, they did pick up a game, though, or a half game at least, on the New York Mets. So they're now 3 games ahead of the Mets for that final wild card spot. So that is good news as well. And I do want to transition over to Max Fried, because Max Fried was really, really good last night as well. Max Fried pulling up his final stat line for you now. And he came back, believe it or not, Max Fried came back after the rain delay. Usually that doesn't happen, but Brian Snicker was like, you know what? Whatever you want to do, I'm with you. If you want to come back, cool. If you want to call it a night, that's cool too. So he went with his guy, and he let his guy make a decision, and Max Fried made the right decision. So he still ends up going 5 innings, getting the win. Now 8-7 on the year, Max does. So Max goes 5 innings, gives up 4 hits, 3 runs, only one of them earned, though, and 7 strikeouts for Mad Max. So despite having a pretty lengthy rain delay, Mad Max still looks good in his outing last night. And bullpen did pretty well. Again, when you can pitch a little bit more loose when you have a big lead like the Braves did. Grant Holmes goes 2 innings, gives up 3 hits and a run. Pierce Johnson goes a inning, gives up a run. He gave up a home run. Dylan Lee, same. He gave up a home run as well. So, again, look, and they were solo shots, so it's not that big of a deal. Obviously, you don't want to have that happen on a consistent basis, but last night. Not that big of a deal, especially with the Braves having a big lead. And they knew that, too, and they knew they could be aggressive. And that's what happens sometimes when you are aggressive. So not a big deal there. But, again, just really, really good to see the Braves get themselves a nice win like that. And they had already been feeling pretty good about themselves. The Braves have been going into the series again because you take two out of three against the Phillies. And even before that, you took two out of three against the, well, let's even go all the way back to closer to the beginning of August, August 12th, because this is where it dates back to. You take three out of four against the Giants, who they were trying to nip at your heels as far as that final wild card spot. You take three out of four against them. Then you take two out of three against the Angels. You take two out of three against the Phillies. You take two out of three against the Nationals. And now you got a chance to take two out of three against the Twins. So that would end up being five series wins in a row if you get this one. Giants, Angels, Phillies, Nats. Yeah. So that would end up being five if you get this one. So you can win this series. Make it five series wins in a row. You're feeling really, really confident. Even though you would be going into Philly, you're feeling really good going into the Phillies' house for four. And, you're definitely still in striking distance of the NL East. So they're going to want to go in there, and they're going to want to sweep them, at least take three out of four. But as long as, at this point, as long as you are keeping pace and you are holding that final wild card spot, that's all I really care about at the end of the day right now for the Atlanta Braves. I just want them to get in. I want them to win the NL East, of course, but I just want to get in the postseason. And I want them at their healthiest, and I want them playing their best heading into the postseason. So that's why it was so good to see Matt Olson do what he did last night and continue to stay hot. Like we said, over the last 16 games, he's been balling. Good to see Whit Merrifield get back right after he struggled a little bit. It's good to see him hitting again. Good to see Lil D get a homer. So hopefully the Braves can keep up the offense tonight. It's going to be Spencer Schwellenbach on the mound for our Bravos. We know how good he's been as of late. And on the mound for the Minnesota Twins, it is going to be, this guy's a long name, Simeon Woods Richardson. Say that three times fast. Simeon Woods Richardson going to be on the mound for the Twins tonight. He's 5-3, by the way, real quick. 3.69 ERA, 99 strikeouts this season, 1.18 whip. He's been good over his last couple starts, but Bailey Ober had been good over his last couple starts, too. I think he had, I have the number right here. He had logged at least six innings and allowed three runs or fewer over his last 11 starts for a 2.09 ERA. So he was coming off of 11 straight quality starts, and the Braves did what they did. So it don't matter who the Braves are facing. If they are clicking like they were last night, they can take down any starting pitcher. And we knew that from last year. And the same still goes for this year. All right, when we come back 5 minutes from now on the Hometown Take, let's get into some 53-man roster predictions. The rosters have to be taken down to 53 by 4 p.m. today. What do I think the 53-man is going to look like? I'll let you know on the other side. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning on Sports Radio. 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers, getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Work around the clock. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely manner. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear load truck drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS workers, UPS drivers, FedEx workers, FedEx drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all the early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry. And, of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right, how about we get into some roster predictions? It is. Today's the day, 4 p.m. Eastern time. All NFL rosters have to be taken down to 53 men. What's that going to look like for the Atlanta Falcons? Well, we're going to make our predictions right now. And I am also going to, at the same time, react to Falcons beat writer for ESPN, Mark Raimondi. He put out his final 53-man roster projections, and I mostly agree with what he had, but I think there are some minor tweaks that I would maybe make in there as well. But we're going to see. Let's find out. All right. So, starting, of course, on the offense, and starting with the quarterbacks, Kirk Cousins, Michael Penix Jr., Taylor Heineke are the three QBs he has on the roster. Now, I do think we could see a tweak here, but I don't think we will, but it is possible. So I think it'll be this, but I'm also going to say I don't think it'll be any different, but it could be different. That's what I'm saying. I'd say that because the NFLPA just made it to where they rejected the the kind of tweak to the emergency quarterback rule. So basically what's happening is that the emergency quarterback rule is reverting back to what it was in 2023, which is the third quarterback, the emergency third quarterback, will not count against the game day roster. Remember, you have a 53-man roster, and then you have a game day roster of 48, right? Okay, so the emergency quarterback will not count against the game day 48 if he is on the 53-man roster. However, if you elevate the emergency quarterback from the practice squad and make him your emergency QB, which you can do that, that's fine, but then he will count against the game day 48-man roster. Okay, capiche? We good? So for that reason, I think they're going to keep Taylor Heinicke on the 53-man roster so he doesn't have to count against the game day 48. So that's the reason I say that. Now, with that being said, there is a chance they could just elevate him from the practice squad, but I don't think they'll do that. If they really need to, they can, but I don't think they will because I don't think they want him to count against the game day 48. I think they can stomach him counting against the 53 or being a part of the 53-man roster, but I don't think they want him to count against the game day 48. So there's my reasoning there. So I do agree with Mark Raimondi as far as the quarterbacks go when it comes to Kirk Cousins, Michael Penix Jr., and Taylor Heinicke. Running backs, he has Bijan Robinson, Tyler Allgeier, Avery Williams, and Jace McClellan. I agree with that. I think all four of those guys will be on the Rasta, and I think they will be a part of the 53. Moving along here, we get to the wide receivers. He has five wide receivers making the 53. They are Drake London, Darnell Mooney, Ray-Ray McCloud, Kadarius Hodge, and Casey Washington. I think this is accurate as well. Obviously, I think Rondell Moore would have been in that mix. It would have been interesting if Rondell Moore was still a part of this team, how they were going to do it. I think maybe they would have tried to get Casey Washington on the practice squad. Because he is a late-round pick, I think they would have been okay putting him on the practice squad. But at the end of the day, Casey Washington was a draft pick for you this year. So I know they wouldn't have wanted him to put on the practice squad, but I do wonder if they would have just kept six instead of five if Rondell Moore was not injured, but we don't have to worry about that, at least not this year, because Rondell Moore, unfortunately, did go down with the season-ending leg injury. So Drake London, Darnell Mooney, Ray-Ray McCloud, Kadarius Hodge, Casey Washington are your five receivers. I expect that to be the five. A guy who could come close to making it, and I expect to probably they want on the practice squad, is Chris Blair. I think Chris Blair probably they want to make the practice squad if he clears waivers. Now, I'm not obviously 1,000% sure of whether or not he's going to clear waivers. We'll see. But I do think they'll end up putting Chris Blair on the practice squad. I think he did pop a little bit in the preseason with Michael Penix and a little bit with Taylor Heinicke as well. So I think Chris Blair is a guy to watch out for as far as guys who go to the practice squad. But wide receivers, Drake London, Darnell Mooney, Ray-Ray McCloud, Kadarius Hodge, and Casey Washington. Tight ends, Kyle Pitts, Charlie Warner, Ross Dwelly. Just have three. I think that's fine. I think that is what it's going to end up being. As far as offensive linemen go, he has the Falcons keeping eight offensive linemen. And those guys are Chris Lindstrom, Jake Matthews, Drew Dahlman, Caleb McGarry, Matthew Bergeron, Storm Norton, Ryan Nuziel, Kyle Hennon. I don't think there's any debate there about those being the eight. If anything, the only maybe thing that comes into question here is if they end up keeping Kyle Hinton on the 53, or if they try to just move him to the practice squad. But I think they keep him on the 53. Storm Norton and Ryan Nuziel are definitely locks. And then obviously you have your five, but I think Kyle Hinton is pretty much a lock too. Defensive lineman. This is where it starts to get a little interesting. They have Mark Raimondi has the Falcons keeping eight defensive linemen. They are Grady Jarrett, David Onyemata, Zach Harrison, Taquan Graham, Eddie Goldman, Kentavious Street, Rook Arororo, and Brandon Dorlus. And this is tough because they are pretty deep. It feels like for the first time in a long time in the trenches. And all these guys, I mean, I feel good about every single one of these guys being in this rotation, even the rookies in Ruka Roro and Brandon Dorlis. And look, Roro and Brandon Dorlis are definitely going to be locks, just like Grady Jarrett, David Onyemata are locks because they were earlier first round pick or earlier draft picks. Rook was what, second round? Brandon Dorlis, I believe, was third or fourth round. So they aren't going anywhere, and they're definitely going to be locks. And I don't see how you definitely can't. All these guys I just listed off are going to be locks. I don't think they add anymore. I don't think you just possibly can add anymore. So I think they're maxed up here at defensive line. So I'm agreeing with this from Mark Raimondi as well. Now moving on to linebackers, he has Matthew Judon, Arnold Ebiketie, Lorenzo Carter, James Smith-Williams, Caden Ellis, Nate Landman, Troy Anderson, J.D. Bertrand, and D'Angelo Malone. Now, D'Angelo Malone, he is going to be playing a lot of special teams. He popped during the preseason on special teams, so I think that's really one big reason that he made he's making this linebacker list is because of how they want to use him in special teams and how good he's looked in special teams. So if there's one thing, maybe, I don't have a name for who they could maybe swap him out for, because they already cut Donovan Mutton, and Mutton was a guy who looked good and that could possibly still be on the practice squad if he clears waivers. But D'Angelo Malone could have been a guy I see go to the practice squad, but with the way he popped in on special teams in the preseason, I think he is safe on the roster. James Smith-Williams, we've talked a lot about him. He's been a really good pickup for the Falcons, and he's proven that he can be a dude and that he can be a guy and a good depth piece on this defensive side of the ball and in this linebacker corps. So I think, obviously, Judon's a lock. I think Ebiketie's been a lock. Obviously, Lorenzo Carter's a lock. Caden Ellis, Nate Lamb, Troy Anderson, J.D. Bertrand, they were all locks. James Smith-Williams was pretty much, I think, a lock too. So, again, no real super surprises here. And it's just because the Falcons have so many good guys. And so it's been pretty easy to make out what this 53 was going to be. Moving on to cornerbacks. A.J. Terrell, Mike Hughes, D. Alford, Clark Phillips, Antonio Hamilton Sr. And this is a guy who I think can really be on the bubble, though, Natron Brooks. Natron Brooks could be a guy, and I think they've got it worked out, but Natron Brooks is a guy that I could end up being a little bit on the bubble. Anthony Johnson, he could be a guy that could maybe be intertwined with Natron Brooks, but Natron Brooks did have a really good game. He was hitting everything in what? That was preseason game number two. He was going in, so I think because Natron Brooks was a guy who popped in the game as well, more so than Anthony Johnson, I think he does end up making it. So I think it will be these six, but I could see Anthony Johnson being maybe sneaking his way in there, maybe over Natron Brooks, but I think it is going to be ultimately Natron Brooks who sneaks in there with the cornerbacks. Now, you might be wondering, where is Kevin King in all this? Well, if you remember, Raheem Morris, Terry Fontenot, they've talked a lot about Kevin King's versatility. And with that, they have Kevin King in the safety room. Jesse Bates, Justin Simmons, Richie Grant, and Kevin King. Kevin King, they talked about how he can play safety, how he can play nickel, he can play slot corner, he can play all different positions. So Kevin King in the safety room, and I think that was a good way to make sure he and both Antonio Hamilton Sr. got in there, because both of those guys have looked good. And while I think Antonio Hamilton may be able to play a little bit of safety, Kevin King is definitely more fit in that role if they need him to play safety. So I think that's why you see Kevin King in the safety room and Antonio Hamilton Sr. in the cornerback room. But again, this is a situation where I'm feeling good about all our positions. I'm feeling good about all of our depth too. I mean, if anything, our weakest link right now is maybe that cornerback two spot, but Mike Hughes is ready to prove us wrong. Clark Phillips has looked good, and I think Mike Hughes will probably get more reps at cornerback too. But Clark Phillips is ready to step in. We saw him make that nice play over Drake London, that nice pass breakup with Drake London. So we will see how it all shapes out. But I'm feeling good about all our position groups right now, y'all, honestly. And then special teams, of course, we know Young Wick, who's the kicker, Bradley Pinion's the punter, and then Liam McCullough is the long snapper. So 53, I like Mark Ramondi's 53. I think there are a couple of places where you can be like, maybe this ends up happening instead of this, but I can definitely see the 53-man roster playing out just like this. So we'll see if it does, and we'll find out in less than 12 hours. What, 10 and a half hours, as a matter of fact. So good stuff there from Mark Ramondi, and I'm excited to see what the final 53 looks like, and more so, I'm excited to see what the Falcons look like week one, because we know who's going to be out there. We know who the playmakers are going to be. I'm just see them go out there and make plays. So we will be there before you know it. All right, when we come back here, 5 minutes from now on the Hometown Take, let's stick with the NFL because we got to get into some NFL headlines. A certain someone got paid. He'd been waiting to get paid. He got paid. And how does that affect a couple of his teammates and one other big name that's waiting to get paid too? We'll talk about it next here on the Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Tuesday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers, getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely manner. Shout out to all my front and rear load truck drivers out there working early, late, early morning, late night, whatever you want to call it. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. All my early morning, late night vending machine technicians, making sure that people get their snack on early this morning. And of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right, let's chew on some NFL headlines here for a few minutes because we had some big ones happen between yesterday and today. So, the biggest one of them all, obviously, C.D. Lamb got his money. C.D. Lamb, the Cowboys wide receiver, reached an agreement with the Dallas Cowboys that ends a holdout. He agreed to a four-year, $136 million deal. That makes him the second highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history, sources told ESPN's Adam Schefter yesterday. The deal includes a $38 million signing bonus. That's the largest ever given to a wide receiver, and $100 million guaranteed per Adam Schefter's sources. So Lamb was set to play the 2024 season on the $17.99 million fifth-year option of his rookie deal and become a free agent after the season. However, Jerry Jones and the Cowboys were not going to let that happen. They were able to lock him up through the 2028 season with this new deal. The deal makes Lamb the highest-paid wide receiver in Cowboys history. So in comparison, he is now only, as far as what he makes year per year, he is only $1 million behind Justin Jefferson. Justin Jefferson, the Minnesota Vikings wide receiver, makes $35 million a year. The Philadelphia Eagles' A.J. Brown checks in at $32 million per year. Amon-Ra St. Brown makes $30 million per year, just a little over $30 million per year. And Tyreek Hill is right at $30 million. So he will maybe have to pay a little bit of that money back to the Cowboys because by missing training camp and the three preseason games, Lamb could be fined more than $3 million, but the team does have the ability to rescind the penalty since he was on his rookie contract. So, I don't think they're going to fine him that money. They're going to be like, it's all right, CD. We know business is business. It's okay, brother. Don't even worry about that $3 million. You keep it, my boy. Another NFL, and well, before we move on, actually, how does this affect Ja'Marr Chase? Because with CD landing right below Justin Jefferson, part of me thinks that's a good thing for the Bengals because if CD would have topped JJ, then Ja'Marr Chase would have been like, all right, well, if CD topped JJ, I got to top CD as far as money goes. But with CD landing under JJ, I wonder if they now try to kind of squeeze Ja'Marr Chase, the Bengals, if they kind of try and squeeze Ja'Marr Chase right in between Justin Jefferson and CD Lamb. So maybe they, you know, try to give Ja'Marr Chase, what would it be like, 4 years, $138 million or $137 million, $136.5 million, something like that. Maybe $137 million or give him more of a signing bonus. Who knows? That's a them problem. They got to figure that out. But I am wondering if they maybe dodged a little bit of a bullet because they didn't have to. They're not going to have to top Jamar Chase's contract because CD didn't top Justin Jefferson's contract. The Bengals aren't going to have to do that with Jamar Chase. So I do wonder if that maybe helped out the Bengals a little bit. And the Bengals are like, "Ooh, okay, we can work with this." But Jamar Chase currently doing a hold-in right now. So he's probably going to be next up, and he's probably going to be pretty soon now that the CD contract has come down the pipeline. So we'll find out and we'll see. But we also have to talk about what this does for Micah Parsons and his deal, what this means for Dak Prescott, if he's going to get a deal, and maybe they can find a way to pay all three, but I still feel like it might be tough for the Cowboys to pay all three of them. I mean, I don't know. The cap isn't a real thing. We've found that out from the New Orleans Aints how many times. So if they want to make it work and if they want to pay all three, I'm sure they can figure it out. But the question is, do they want to figure it out and do they want to go down that route of paying big money to CD, Micah, and Dak? I think, if anything, Dak might be the odd man out, but that quarterback is hard to find. So we will wait and see. But CD got his money, so that's one of three for the Dallas Cowboys and Jerry Jones. Let's see if they get the other two locked up in Micah Parsons and Dak Prescott. All right, now we're moving on. The Packers, how about this? They got themselves a backup QB in Malik Willis. You guys remember, do y'all remember the time where Falcons fans wanted Malik Willis? Y'all remember that? Y'all remember that time? Yeah. That didn't seem to work out so great, did it? Yeah, okay. I'm just going to say that. I mean, and look, maybe if he would have got drafted here, who knows? But he had a chance in Tennessee, and we saw how that worked out. So I think the Falcons were right not to draft Malik Willis. But anywho, I'm going to leave that there. The Packers traded a 2025 seventh-round draft pick to the Tennessee Titans for quarterback Malik Willis. That is what sources told Adam Schefter yesterday. He's expected to back up Jordan Love this season, and Malik Willis would have been the number three guy in Tennessee behind Will Levis, the starter, and backup Mason Rudolph. So they were like, instead of keeping three QBs, Brian Callahan was like, we'll just trade you and let you have an opportunity to be a backup, my boy. So it seems like it honestly is a win-win. Malik gets to at least go be a backup instead of a third QB, and the Tennessee Titans freed up a roster spot. So there you have it. All right, those are some NFL headlines for you. By the way, real quick, the Chiefs did reach a deal with Juju Smith-Schuster, so he is coming back to the Kansas City Chiefs. He was, by the way, their leading pass catcher in that 2022 Super Bowl championship team, and he was back practicing with the team yesterday. So there you go. When we come back here on the Hometown Take, guess who's back? Big time Tiffany Blackman is back. That's right. The morning shift, for the first time in a long time, will be at full strength, completely full strength. Tiffany, Mike, Bo, your boy, Dylon, and Day-Day, the fearsome five, will be back at it here in the morning, and we'll find out what the morning shift has coming up next on a Tuesday morning on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.